This podcast of Indiana High School Athletics on WGCLradio.com is brought to you by Smithville.
Ready to fire up that new HD television with top sports action? Fiber-fueled IPTV from locally owned Smithville Communications delivers the best quality digital television. And now there's even more great sports in the Smithville lineup. Smithville is adding more HD channels and other features, so don't get left behind. Get the Smithville Triple Play today. For more information, visit smithville.com today. Or call 800-742-4084. That's 800-742-4084.
Well, they're going to start this game way early, and I had a feeling about that. The reserve game, well, it's only 7:24. Mustangs will go like this tonight. Austin Renard, Braden Patton, Cole Craddock, Tanner Thomas, and Ryan Newman. Josh Martindale, Vic Elliott, Logan Kirby, Tucker Blackwell, and Johnny Jager. And our officials tonight, the lead official is Ray Beverly, ready to throw that ball up. So we'll start 6 minutes early tonight with this one. Race from Indianapolis, Chris Shields and Diedrich Taylor. All three of them from Indianapolis are officials for tonight's game, brought to you by Commercial Service. Southside dressed in all black tonight. They're on the road, of course, and they have the basketball. Logan Kirby deals it out. Over to Johnny Jager, down on the wing to Nick Elliott. Back to Jager. Inside they work it. Boy, Logan Kirby had a great game against Columbus East the other night. Jager a three, no good. High rebound, cleared out of there. And good positioning by Tanner Thomas. Quickly in the half court now. Cole Craddock with the basketball, and we see out on him will be... Well, we see a new face into the starting lineup tonight, and that is Chance Coyle. So Chance Coyle was out on Craddock, and that is an interesting development in the South Panther lineup. I didn't catch that at the start. Ball stolen away by Tucker Blackwell. Junior guard comes across the timeline, works it over to Johnny. Now they work it to Elliott, back out to Tucker. No score, just underway, a game that started 6.5 minutes early tonight. We haven't even told you who won the reserve game. Is Tucker Blackwell guns in the first two of the night. Tucker and Johnny both had an unbelievable games the other night against Columbus East, and that relatively easy 20-point victory over the Olympians, a team they might see come the first week of March in the sectional that South will host. With the basketball, Ryan Newman gives it up for Craddock. They work it over on the wing to Austin Renard, coming in, averaging 11 points a ball game. Patton takes it and now deals it over to Ryan Newman as they continue to work very meticulously in the half court. Good ball handlers, that you would only allowing, giving up about 12 turnovers a ball game. So in what has been a nice winning season under Dave Mahurin, despite the other night when they ran into a red-hot Cloverdale team, the Clovers shot 61% on their home court. So at 5 minutes and 59 seconds to play, much like Noblesville tried to break South down in the half court, Inchwood's doing the same thing. Renard, ball overhead. Elliott is out on him man-to-man. We'll watch that matchup. And out on Braden Patton is Logan Kirby, and he throws the ball away. Two-on-one break. Tucker feeling it out of the corner, a three ball, and he's got all 5 points. So Tucker Blackwell now with the first 5 points of this ball game, and the Panthers start quickly. And here comes this little 1-2-2 trap that J.R. Holmes is going to apply already, as we see Dave Mahurin instructs Tanner Thomas to take the ball out of bounds. JB's, by the way, did win tonight. And they are 13-0, Aaron Parker's crew, sending Edgewood down to its sixth loss of the year. Final score was 47-22. And again, Braden Patton makes a mistake. This time he walks with the basketball, so a turnover gives the ball right back to the Southsiders.
Three turnovers now for Edgewood.
Last year they induced Edgewood into 20 mistakes. They ended up winning that ball game 67-38. South will obviously make you do that. They work it around in the half court. Kirby deals it. Johnny is free. Jager a three-pointer. 8-0 as the Panthers start quick against the Edgewood Mustangs, and that is what Dave Mahurin was not wanting to see, and that's the good start to the opponent tonight, because they know quite well how South has been in this seven-game winning streak, especially defensively. Ball deflected out of bounds by Tucker Blackwell.
Very good defense being applied here early on, Joe, again by the Panthers.
John's Impact Players, our player spotlight, brought to you by Vicki and the crew at Bloomington Hardware. They're open tomorrow from 8 until 8, Sunday 10 until 6. Your local True Value, start right, start here. Well, we started early, and there's another turnover. Johnny Jaeger comes up with the steal. Deals it over to Blackwell out of the corner, and now Tucker's got another one and a timeout, Dave, for Huron. Got to do it. 11-0. 4:39 to play, and South is doing little wrong as Blackwell is on fire with 8 of the 11 points already. We'll break for a minute with South leading the Edgewood Mustangs 11-0. 4:39 to play in the opening quarter. You're listening to Monroe County High School Basketball. Welcome back, everyone. And as we come back live, shooting a three and missing it, Johnny Jaeger, 11-0. You haven't missed anything. They only took about a 40-second break. Jump shot taken, straight out. Chance Coyle missing here. Rebound underneath, put up by a Panther, and that was Nick Elliott. And Nick was fouled on the play. And really, the tail of the tape, quite easy to follow. Edgewood hasn't taken or attempted a shot yet. They have 4 turnovers, and South is 4 of 6. Here's Elliott at the free throw line. 53% for Nick here. In and out, no good. Panthers, though, have been shooting free throws well as a team, up to 72% on the year. Elliott has, and we mentioned it on the Chalk Talk show, doing a real nice rebounding job. Somebody's in the circle, and that one won't count. So erase that. It went in, by the way, but it won't count, and it's still 11-0 with 4:03 to play in the opening quarter. Token pressure applied by the South Panthers and Tucker Blackwell, and here come the white-cladded Edgewood Mustangs. Red and black trim, 7-4 on the year. Obviously, this is a non-conference game against a 4A school that is just out of the top 10. Austin Renard, a 3, no good. That's the first shot they've taken tonight, and it took them 5 minutes to get it. Cleared out of there by Logan Kirby. Down on the wing, Tucker Blackwell threw it away. First turnover of the ball game for the South Panthers.
I think he wanted to have the right idea. Wanted to get it to Jaeger, just threw it over his head about 10 feet.
Well, Johnny's got 1-3, and Tucker has knocked down 2. Blackwell with 8 of the first 11, 3:36 to play here in the opening quarter. Still a shutout being tossed as Edgewood tries to get on track. Tanner Thomas with the ball over to Cole Craddock. On Craddock, by the way, is Chance Coyle. Martindale is not starting tonight. And, you know, come to think of it, I'm looking down on the bench, and I, at first glance, can't find him down there. Ball's deflected out of bounds. It'll be Edgewood basketball. 3:24 to play in the opening quarter. Joe Smith, John Callahan, our producer Katie Robbins for the Mustang Corral tonight. South is off tomorrow. Edgewood will host Greencastle. We got a problem and a foul, and it's going to be against the Panther.
It's going to be on Edgewood Craddock.
Or check it, it's on Craddock. So Cole picks up his first personal foul, and that is the second team foul for the Edgewood Mustangs. Dave Mahurin up in front of his bench. Edgewood struggling. You know, it's, South's been, you know, they've done it twice this year. I'm not suggesting they'll do it again, but they're well on their way, and that's shut out an opponent in a quarter. They did it to Terre Haute North when J.R. won his 700th game. Inside, a spinning move by Kirby, no good. There's an offensive rebound by Elliott, and he was hammered on the play. And the foul is going to be played. It's going to be on Austin Renard. So Austin picks up the personal foul, and Nick Elliott will go back to the free throw line. He hit one of two, but they erased the second one after someone was in the lane. He connects there, so Elliott in the books.
Also mentioned in Chalk Talk, he's doing a great job on the offensive glass. He has 2 offensive rebounds tonight.
Ball is in and out and out, and it's knocked out of bounds. Last touch by evidently Braden Patton. So Patton touched it last, a 6'4 junior, and Logan Kirby will be triggering it out. Elliott comes out. Chance Coyle started. Taylor Gilpin has checked into the ball game here early for the black-cladded South Panthers, dressed in their road uniforms. They got about 3 or 4 sets. They use these occasionally with the purple and white trim on the back. Shot taken, Tucker straight out, got another one.
We dialed in.
11 points for Tucker Blackwell, my golly. Already over his scoring average, and we talked, he came up when we were chatting before the ball game, and, you know, he played probably his best game of the year against Columbus East, letting the game come to him. Shot taken and missed that time by Ryan Newman. Braden Patton knocks down the first field goal. So it came with 2:15 to play, but Edgewood is on the board. Patton getting a rebound off the miss by Ryan Newman. 15-2, Johnny deals it over to Chance Coyle out of the corner, a three ball. Southside hitting the triple, they're up to 39% from the field. And Coyle early shooting, and he hasn't been shooting the three all that well. Johnny's got a steal and a breakaway, beats Newman off the glass, got it. And they are just going to town, and Dave Mahurin wants a full timeout. We do know it's a minute break here. It's 20-2. A minute 41 to play in the opening quarter. Back in 1 minute, you're listening to Monroe County High School Basketball. Welcome back, everyone, to Mustang Corral here in Western Monroe County. EHS on the short end, 20-2. They went nearly 7 minutes before Braden Patton knocked in a rebound basket. And Johnny Jaeger going to town, as well as Tucker Blackwell. We'll give you the shooting splits here. A long-range howitzer, and Craddock guns in a three. Well, he knows how to do that, and he has done it well, shooting 49% from three-ball range. 20-5, and as well as Edgewood can shoot him, you know, down 18, they've cut that down to 15 now. With the basketball, Chance Coyle starting for Josh Martindale tonight. Nice pass, Blackwell inside, missed by Coyle, rebounded out of there by Gilpin, one of the smallest guys on the court, deals it over to Johnny Jaeger. Edgewood in a man-to-man, a nice block by Jonas Carmichael, who's checked into the ball game. 6'4 senior, here comes Austin Renard. Austin has had only one shot tonight, being harassed over there by Nick Elliott. They deal it around, Tanner Thomas, Ryan Newman, they all touch it in the half court. Carmichael deals it over to Newman. Newman skips it across the lane from right to left, and Edgewood now trailing 20-5. Will work clock here with 29 seconds to play to get the shot that they want. Nice pass inside. What a play by Newman into Carmichael. 20 seconds to play. A beautiful assist by Ryan Newman. Make it 20-7 now. And Johnny Jaeger in the purple, they want one shot here. They were hitting from behind the line here in the opening quarter, 5 of 7. Johnny driving, and he is traveling with the basketball, and Edgewood will have another opportunity. I tell you, John, they hit another triple, and just a minute ago it was 20-2. 20-10 would look like, a miracle has just occurred here. And South's not going to allow him to do that. They contest it full court. Here comes Newman over to Craddock. He'll fire a three. Got iron, and that's it. But 20-7 is better than 15-0 or 20-2. As the Mustangs trail by 13 at the end of one. Second quarter action coming up in this fast-moving ball game that started 7 minutes early. Back after this one-minute break, you're listening to Monroe County High School Basketball. Second quarter action underway. Joe Smith, John Callahan side out to the Edgewood Mustangs, trailing 20-7. We'll give you the shooting splits in a second. We have spotted Josh Martindale a little bit under the weather tonight and on the Panther bench. We got a foul called on Logan Kirby. John, lights out shooting-wise for the black-cladded purple and white tonight.
Yeah, they came out firing 7 of 11 from the field, 5 of 7 behind the line. They finish up at 7 of 13 at the end of the break, 54%. Edgewood hit 50% of their shots. Trouble is they only took 6 and hit 3 of them.
And there's a bad pass, and Keenan Franz, who's checked into the ball game, slipping and falling down. Cole Craddock, and now Tucker Blackwell run the offense. Throws it down at the shoot top and threw it away. Bad pass by Blackwell. Threw it right down at the shoot top of Keenan Franz. There's Renard, a three, no good. Jonas Carmichael with the offensive rebound. And Jonas has given him a lift, John. He got a beautiful assist from Ryan Newman on an inside basket and plucks off the rebound there at 6'7.5.
He's got 2 points, a rebound in the ball game, and he's the tallest guy on the floor.
Well, as I say that, Martindale has checked into the ball game. When they wear these black uniforms, he switches from the jersey 4, which he has on two sets, including home, to 43 when he wears the black, as they are tonight. So Martindale is in, a little bit under the weather, and he is guarding Jonas Carmichael. 20-7, 7:08 to play. We're in the second quarter here. With the basketball, Ryan Newman in his grill now as they switch the Panthers, and now Martindale drifts back down into the low post. There's Newman a three, no good, and Jaeger's got a rebound. Panthers rebounding the misses tonight and shooting the three ball in extreme fine fashion. Inside Martindale, over to Blackwell, shot fake. Tucker scored eight, the first eight Panther points tonight, two on three-pointers. They haven't scored yet, though, and they're working the half court. Shot fake by Blackwell, and Edgewood has dropped into a little bit of a 2-3 zone. There's Martindale. He got free and got his first basket of the night. So Martindale picks up the deuce, extends the lead back out to 15 at 22-7 is Michael Connor getting ready to check into the ball game. He does. And sitting down is Tucker Blackwell, who leaves with 11 points.
Very unselfish play by the Panthers on that last possession.
Martindale's been improving his free throw shooting, completes the three-point play about 6 games ago. He wasn't even 60%, and now he's up to 65% entering the game tonight. Three-point play complete, and it's 23-7. Biggest lead has been 18 at 20-2. Edgewood in the half court, Newman. Deals it now over to Tanner Thomas. Got to get him going. Newman now on the wing left. Out to Cole Craddock, and Keenan Franz is out on him defensively. Now Austin Renard, their other outstanding three-point shooter, takes a turnaround shot over Connor and drills it. So Austin Renard with his first two. Renard shooting 63% on the year, and that's all field goals, 41% from behind the line. Shot taken and missed by Connor. Ball knocked out of bounds. It'll be Edgewood basketball. 5:42 to play. Ray Beverly, Chris Shields, and Diedrich Taylor, all from Indianapolis, the officiating crew. Always brought to you by Commercial Service. Open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So don't go a minute without heat this winter. Give them a call at 339-9114. Shot taken and missed, a three ball by Tanner Thomas. And let's see, we got a block foul called against Cole Craddock. If that's on Cole, that is his second personal foul, and he's a little bit slow getting up. And now Renard helps him to his feet. 23-9, here comes Josh Greer into the ball game for the Southsiders, a 6'3 junior. Or he will be coming in. And he replaces Nick Elliott, who leaves with a couple of offensive rebounds and a free throw here. 5:21 to play. We're in the second quarter. 23-9. South looking for their eighth in a row. Jaeger running the point now. Out to Martindale. They clear it over to Keenan Franz. Wing left. That's Connor looking to score. Drives the lane. Lost the basketball. Cleared out of there by Renard. Austin gives it up over to Tanner Thomas. Thomas has been averaging well for Dave here in the 11 games, about 8 points a ball game. And we include him in that three-point barrage. Boy, Edgewood has been something else. They came into the ball game with 249 attempts from behind the line, and they've hit 92 of them. I mean, that's almost 38%. We got a whistle and a problem and a foul called against the Panther. Connor, I believe.
And wasn't moving his feet defensively.
So the 6-foot senior picks up the personal foul. That is the fourth team foul on South. Edgewood whistled for five. 23-9 with 4:37 to play. They started the game like they have something to do tomorrow. They must have heard that the forecast is going to be a spring-like. Kind of spring-like today.
Well, that or a late dinner tonight.
Well, evidently that
early
or
dinner.
9 o'clock, 10 o'clock TV show they want to see. Keenan Franz comes up with the steal. Deals it over to Johnny. Greer's walking with the ball. Turnover. Bloomington South. JR hates to see that before you even have a chance to get into your offense. And the Panthers have been pretty good taking care of the basketball, coming into the ball game after 11 games with only a turnover rate of about 11 a ball game. Here's Newman now, looking for Renard, shut off by Greer. They reverse it. Shot taken, Tanner Thomas, the three. Tanner Thomas drills in the three-pointer, so the Mustangs have two under their belt, and it's 23-12. Martindale and Tucker Blackwell will be checking in soon. With the ball now, Jaeger in the half court, over to Connor. Back to Keenan Franz. They deliver it. There's Martindale spinning and firing, and Josh Martindale with 5 points. So Josh, who did not start tonight, has popped in 5 points coming off the bench, all of them in this quarter. 25-12, 3:25 to play in the quarter. In the first half. Oh, nice pass into Carmichael again. This time, Jonas was the recipient of a beautiful pass by Austin Renard. 25-14. Long three by Martindale.
Wow.
Well, he may be a little under the weather, but I tell you what, he looks dialed in. He's got 8 points. And, I mean, they've come quick. That's five in a row by Martindale, and the Panther lead is doubled now, 28-14. And Martindale, I believe, I got to check it. I think that's his first three-pointer of the year. Foul inside. It won't take long here. Yep, Josh is attempted. That was only his fourth attempt from three-ball range this year. And he knocked it in.
Bottom of the well.
That foul, by the way, was on Martindale. And at the free throw line is Jonas Carmichael, and he's scoring well. A 70% free throw shooter. Here comes Chance Coyle in. Keenan Franz sits down, 28-15. And now Carmichael will try to complete the three-point play. Averaging about 5.5 a ball game. Misses here. Ball knocked loose. Tucker Blackwell on the loose ball. So the Panthers with the basketball and the 13-point lead. Coyle, as I say, in the ball game, has it, a three by Chance, and the loose ball rebound by Greer. Shot fake, Tucker. They deal it now, does Martindale. Good ball movement inside, shot taken, and what a play that was, and that was Chance Coyle. So Coyle, who hit a three early, has 5 points. They've decided now that with half the season in the books, Coyle will not play any more JV ball. He's just a varsity player. Carmichael goes inside, and Martindale fouled him. That's two quick ones on Josh.
Yeah, Joe, Josh had good defensive position that time, but Carmichael was able to draw the foul from him.
As I say, Jonas very active here early. Will step to the line to try to knock this back down to a 13-point ball game. The biggest lead was 18 at 20-2, and he does that. And Carmichael, like Martindale, John, scoring well off the bench for their respective teams. Carmichael with a half a dozen points.
Four of those here in the quarter.
And Renard gets a rest. He sits down with two. Carmichael, and he guns them both in. So 7 points for Jonas Carmichael, 30-17. Carmichael shooting well from the field and from the free throw line. And Edgewood has dropped into a 2-3 zone for the first time tonight. With it is Tucker Blackwell out back. They work it to Coyle, high posting. Martindale feeling it, takes another shot, misses here. Loose ball rebound, gathered up by Blackwell into Greer. Josh had his shot blocked by Newman, or was it Braden Patton? I believe it was Patton that got it. Well, it was good hustle on the part of the Edgewood kids. And we'll wait and see who they whistled that on. There's no 43 out there. It was on Newman. So they got Josh Newman on the loose ball. Here comes Martindale out, and Nick Elliott checks back in. But what a second quarter Martindale had with 8 points in the ball game. Greer at the free throw line misses here, and it's cleared out of there by Ryan Newman. That last foul, again, was on Newman. So Greer, who started the year perfect, hasn't hit a free throw in the last couple of ball games. Shot and a foul is going to be on a Panther. And they make a correction now as Chris Shields comes over. It'll be a two-shot foul or a one-and-one. That's going to be a one-and-one coming up for Ryan Newman. Newman, a good free throw shooter, 78%. That foul, by the way, was on Johnny Jaeger. Here comes Gilpin back into the ball game. Jaeger leaves with five. And also whistled for two personal fouls. So Newman trying to knock into this 30-17 Southside lead. And he'll have another one, earning his bonus. So Ryan Newman, the 5'7 senior in the books. Been doing a great job running the point for Dave Mahurin, averaging over four. Almost five assists, couple of steals, scoring 6 points, grabbing three boards, and it's the littlest guy out on the floor. And he'll try to knock into this Southside lead to 11, 30-18, and does exactly that. JV's won tonight. They're 13-0, 47-22, the final. Minute 36 to play, and Edgewood is right back in it. And there is Austin Renard tipping it over to Jonas Carmichael. And here come the Mustangs. Down on the wing, Braden Patton feeling it. Tanner Thomas, the three, got it. Tanner Thomas with 2 3-pointers, and Edgewood is down 8. They trailed by 18 at 20-2. And just like that, John, they've done it all season long, shooting the three ball, and Tanner Thomas with 2 in this quarter, and it's 30-22. And you talk about the Mustangs, and they've gone and stayed in that 2-3 zone. A shot no good, and now the shot's not going in. Hoyle had it, lost it finally. Deals it back to Tucker Blackwell. Over to Taylor Gilpin. And out on him is Newman. Almost a box of one. No, here comes Newman now, and he'll set up in that front end of the 2-3 zone. It's become very effective since they've gone zone, John. Very South effective. Has gone cold against the zone. Down to 36 seconds to play, 30-22. And boy, we just talked a little about it, what that three-point shot could do and how effective it has been for the Edgewood Mustangs under Dave Mahurin. Guys that respect the shot, they just don't go out there and shoot wild threes. They got an idea, and they're all good shooters, and now the Panthers will work for the final shot. Down to 8. With the ball is Tucker Blackwell against Newman. Tucker inside, put up a shot, no good, tipped up. Coyle, no good, tipped up and in. And we'll wait and see, John. Who do you think?
I think
it's been
Coyle.
1 of 3. Chance Coyle with the rebound tip. So Coyle tips it in, and Coyle with 7 points. And boy, that was a big basket stemming a tide as the South Panthers lead it here at halftime, 32-22, after the Mustangs, after trailing 20-2, outscored Bloomington South 22-10 to knock it down to 8 points, only to have Chance Coyle rebound and slap that one back in. Our halftime show is arrived, brought to you by J&S Locksmith, by Motor Service, the Ice Center of Southern Indiana, and Keller Heating and Air. Back with our halftime show after this 2-minute timeout. You're listening to Monroe County High School Basketball. Well, zipping right along on a Friday night. 32-22, Joe Smith, John Callahan, our producer Katie Robbins, side out to the black-clad South Panthers, who've led from the outset, but that 20-2 lead was whittled to 30-22 late in the second quarter. Edgewood comes out and stays. Now they drop out of the zone and come out man-to-man. Tucker Blackwell playing the high post, shot a three ball, no good. Shot that time by Jaeger, but tipped in. I think Blackwell did it.
Yes, he did.
So Tucker Blackwell with great positioning underneath, and Tucker working on maybe a career night. He's got 13. 13 to the 34. Newman across the timeline, and Jaeger right in his grill. Patton comes out, takes the ball, deals it over to Tanner Thomas, back to Newman. Good ball movement. Renard held to only 2 points in the first half, and Cole Craddock didn't hit 1 3-pointer. And Cole, you know, I noticed when he left, he hit his head on the hardwood. He hasn't been back since. Shot taken by Patton, no good. And we might not see him again. He's sitting next to the Tommy Weekly down on the bench. He took a tried to pick up a charge call against a Panther and hit his head hard, and we haven't seen him since. That happened about midway through the second quarter. So Edgewood playing without their leading scorer in Cole Craddock, who's been averaging about 14 and a half points a ball game. 34-22. Edgewood does not want to get the second half off like they got the first part of the ball game off with, and that was just a horrid beginning when they trailed 20-2. Shot by Chance Coyle, no good. Rebounded by Elliott, I believe, and there's another offensive rebound by Nick Elliott.
3 in the ball game.
So Nick will be going to the free throw line with a couple of free throw opportunities for the Purple. And here's a good sign. I'm glad to see Craddock is getting ready to check back into the ballgame. At the line, Elliott. Nick would have had 3 tonight hit. 1 he did hit was taken away because of a lane violation. Wasn't his fault. And he does have 3 now, so he's 3 out of 5. All of his points from the free throw line. Good to see Nick hitting his free throws better, a 53% free throw shooter. Newman across the timeline, hawked by Johnny Jaeger, deals it over to Tanner Thomas, rather to Cole Craddock. Craddock out defense by Chance Coyle. Mustangs working it around, haven't scored here. We got a palming call or what? We got a touch foul against Tucker Blackwell.
Didn't agree with that call, but one player ever agrees with a foul call.
Well, you know, we haven't seen the palm here lately. Last year, was it they were going to enforce that? We saw it early and never saw it again. Played almost the entire season. They enforced it early and then let it go. Now, once in a while, you'll see that. Edgewood attacking. They trail by 14. Slow start again here in the early beginnings of the third quarter. Renard comes way outside, deals it back over to Tanner Thomas. Tanner gunned in a couple of triples in the first half. Thomas did. Nice give and go. Ball slapped away by Blackwell. And let's see, they get Tucker again.
I believe they did. Craddock going to the basket. Tucker tried to get into the passing lane and got too much of Craddock.
So Blackwell picks up two quick personal fouls within the space of maybe a minute and a half, if that long. Out of bounds to Edgewood. Jonas Carmichael will be coming off the bench. Well, he's in there right now. And we got a whistle. And a foul is going to be called against Logan Kirby.
The way Tucker reacted, I thought he just picked up his third.
Well, Martindale, again, is not starting. And as I say that, he gets ready to, and there's a steal by Johnny. This will be coast to coast off the glass. Got it. He's done that twice tonight. And Johnny now with 7 points, and it's 38-22. 16-point lead. Jaeger hawking Ryan Newman, their point guard. Deals it over, and let's see. They call that over and back. Good harassment that time by Tucker Blackwell, inducing Tanner Thomas into a turnover, and Dave Mahurin wants a timeout. He's seeing the same thing here in the third as he saw in the opening quarter early. No points. Edgewood trails at 38-22, back in a half minute. You're listening to Monroe County High School Basketball. I was just thinking to myself as I pulled up my Bob Lovell card, I don't think we'll be joining Indiana Sports Talk in progress tonight, so it'll air at 10 o'clock tonight. I believe we go at 9 o'clock on Friday. But obviously, we had the early start of this ball game after the JV win. 13-0, Aaron Parker's crew, as they win 47-22. Dave Mahurin wanted a timeout. His Mustangs have been held scoreless here through the first 2 minutes and 40 seconds of this opening portion of the second half. They're down by 16 on the board. And now Edgewood, let's see, Jonas Carmichael stays in the ball game in a man-to-man. And Cole Craddock, Renard, they trying to converse, and we got a three-second call. I believe Josh Martindale got called on that.
First turnover of the Panthers here in the second half, eight in the ball game.
As I said, Martindale did not start tonight. Chance Coyle did, and he did not start the second half as well as he played in the second quarter when he had 8 points. And we're talking about Martindale now. Mustangs with the basketball, 4:48 to play in the third quarter. Newman down on the wing, out to get it. Craddock back over to Renard. I tell you, Nick Elliott's done a nice job tonight on Austin Renard. He's been held to 2 points, 38-22. Entry pass, Renard, ball knocked loose by Martindale and stolen away by Johnny Jaeger. But really credit the steal to Martindale. He got in the passing lane, has the ball now, deals it on the wing. That's Elliott. He'll miss from about 10 feet. Fight for the rebound. Tucker, or rather Coyle, saved it. And now we got a loose ball foul against a Mustang in the south side paint.
Tell you, Joe, Chance Coyle's been very active here tonight. That's his fifth rebound.
Austin Renard picking up his second, make it his third personal foul. Let me check to see. I believe they called it, they called it on Braden Patton. So Patton's got three.
Well, they just changed it again. Now it's Renard.
That's what I thought. I thought it was on Renard. And that is only two on Renard. Missing the free throw is Nick Elliott. Well, I tell you, only two Panthers, make it three Panthers, have shot free throws tonight, and Elliott misses both of them. So he has now missed four. He's 3 of 7, and the lead stays right where it is at 16. Panthers have been putting teams away from the free throw line. Edgewood has shot six total tonight. Ball almost stolen away. Last touch. Renard going to have to call timeout. Did he get a timeout? If not, possession arrow will be going to stay to the Edgewood Mustangs, I believe.
We got a foul. Coyle.
Well, we got a loose ball foul. So Chance Coyle picks up the personal foul.
Tough foul to pick up, being very aggressive there, just going for the ball.
Here comes Cooper Bybee, a young, promising sophomore, 5'9", young man that's been playing some ball on the varsity. He comes in. Bybee had 7 points in the JV game. Boy, did Johnny Jager take a hit on a screen that time. And the personal foul is going to give it right back to the Southsiders.
Looks like a crackback block at
wow.
football.
Here comes Keenan Franz in. Nick Elliott checks out with 3 points. Another good job offensive rebounding tonight by the 6'3 senior. That foul, by the way, was on Braden Patton. That is now 3 on him. Or check that. That was on Renard. I take it back. So 3 on Renard. South's basketball, 38-22. Kind of a lull in the point scoring here. Edgewood has been in a lull. They haven't scored a point. Shot taken and missed. Ball knocked loose. And let's see. Johnny Jager into the scorer's bench. Saves it, but right into the hand of Tanner Thomas. Over to Cooper Bybee. Bybee, along with Jason Brown, each had 7 points in that JV loss earlier today. Tonight, rather, Tom Anderson's crew losing 47-22. And now we got a whistle and a foul call. So Keenan Franz, the guilty party. So that on Keenan is going to be his first personal foul. And Austin Renard will trigger it right in front of the Mustang bench. Bybee tried to feed it in to Braden Patton, and the ball stolen away, and Martindale alertly. Tell you, Josh has been playing well tonight. That's a couple of steals he's had. He forced one about 2 possessions ago. Edgewood has not scored here in the third quarter. 38-22, 2:42 to play. They got down to start the ball game, 20-2, and there is a bad pass by Chance Coyle.
Actually, the officials missed a kick.
With the ball down on the wing, Cooper Bybee a three. Or rather, yeah, Cooper Bybee. So Bybee guns in a triple. J.R. Holmes contesting that. But Bybee gives the Mustangs a lift with the first field goal of the third quarter, and it's a three.
He's also upset the previous possession. There was an obvious kick there. The officials missed kick of the ball. Should have been Panther basketball.
Well, it took Edgewood again a big chunk of time before they finally scored in the quarter, but like they did, when they finally scored, that was a two ball. This was a three ball and a loose ball. And out of bounds, let's see, we got another whistle and a foul call against the Mustang, and I think that's going to be on Braden Patton.
It is.
That's only the second. Patton, or rather Renard, with 3. That is the fourth team foul on Edgewood here in the quarter. South's been whistled for 5 already. And Martindale will trigger it out and does to Franz. 38-25. It's not like South has lit up since the nylon off the rim. There's a shot by Tucker. They've only scored 6 points here in the quarter. And Renard's got an outstanding defensive rebound. Great positioning that time. He's got the ball right now in the half court, trying to drive against a Panther, and that's Keenan Franz. They deliver the ball. Cooper Bybee's giving him a lift off the bench. Jonas Carmichael is sitting now, resting. He gave him a big lift in that second quarter when he scored all 7 of his points. There's a nice pass. Renard inside to Braden Patton, his second field goal. And the all-conference football player makes it a 38-27 game. So like they did, here comes Edgewood. Martindale will fire a little 16-footer. Tell you, Josh hasn't missed many tonight, and now he's got 11 points in the ball game. 40-27. That was a huge basket, and I might make mention, came at the right time with Edgewood whittling that thing down, that lead back to 11. Bybee with it. Over to Cole Craddock. He's been quiet so far with only 1 field goal. Again, he hit his head on the hardwood and didn't play about 4 minutes in that opening half and did not start the second half either. We're still in the third quarter. Renard a three. Got it. Look out now. Austin Renard, 41%. And here's Edgewood again, trailing 40-30. So they've cut the lead down, and now the Mustangs, or rather the purple and white, wearing their black jerseys tonight. And Johnny Jaeger will back up the offense, and the Southsiders will work for the final shot. 40-30. South has scored only 8 points here in the quarter. The Edgewood fans coming alive. All the bench is standing, along with head coach Dave Mahurin. Down to 11, 10 seconds. Johnny dribbling the basketball, and now they'll go into their offense. Steals it down over to Blackwell. They reverse it out. Shot out of the corner. Coyle misfires here. Rebound, Patton. That's going to be the end of the third quarter. South leads it 40-30. And a lot of people thought this would be a runaway, and I tell you, these Edgewood Mustangs, they've done it all year, and they're still in this one big time. Playing on the home court, 40-30 trailers as we move to the fourth and final quarter. After this one-minute break, you're listening to Monroe County High School Basketball. Welcome back, everyone. Mustang Corral, we go to the final 8 minutes. Side out to the Edgewood Mustangs. The shooting splits in a minute. Edgewood very economical. Well, I could just tell you they shot four times and hit three of them. And they're right back into this ball game, 40-30, and they have the basketball right now. Turnovers have been at a minimum tonight. Bloomington South and Edgewood both scored 8 points in the third quarter. Renard with it right now. He had 18 points the other night, and there is Cole Craddock. And here come the Mustangs. Cole Craddock with his second field goal, a triple, and it's the closest they've been all night long, a 7-point deficit. They trailed 30-22 in the second quarter, and this is the closest it's been all night, 40-33 on Craddock's three, John.
And Joe, quickly, shooting splits, Panthers 45%, Edgewood 59% for the ball game.
With a basketball, Elliott is checked back in. A shot, Johnny Jaeger. Jaeger with a three, his second of the night. He's got 10 in the ball game, so he's in double figures. And again, they answer. Just like Martindale, it hit a ball late in the third quarter to answer an Edgewood run, and that one was huge. 43-33, back to a 10-point lead. With it is Renard, trying to do something with Patton. Slips, falls down, and let's see. Timeout called, Dave Mahurin. We'll break for a 30. 6:54 to play. Edgewood had cut it to 7. It's back to a 10-point lead. 43-33, back and a half. You're listening to Monroe County High School Basketball. Well, I tell you what, ever since a 20-2 start, the Edgewood Mustangs have hit 8 of 12 the rest of the way. That is shooting the basketball, and along the line, their trademark, or what has become their trademark this year, the three ball is going in tonight. Dave Mahurin wanted a timeout. Time back in. Edgewood trails by 10. They have the basketball. Cole Craddock, defense by Keenan Franz. Deals it now over to Ryan Newman. Nice pass into Braden Patton. Again, he had trouble holding onto the ball. Loose ball. Let's see. Jump ball. And possession arrow is going to go to Southside.
Great look inside, Joe, by...
Well, that's a doggone tough turnover for Edgewood right there. As Patton just couldn't hold onto the ball, he'll come out. Jonas Carmichael will check in. So Patton leaves with 4 points and a couple of personal fouls. 6:28 to play. Surveying the personnel, Martindale in there with Jaeger, Franz, Blackwell, and Nick Elliott. As the official, one of them, Chris Shields from Indianapolis, wanting to wipe up the perspiration after Patton went down hard and tried to keep the ball alive, but they induced him into a jump ball, and the possession arrow gave the Panthers the ball. How about the turnover stuff? Haven't been a whole fistful of them, Heather.
Well, that's more than what you'd think. Edgewood now with 13, Bloomington South has 10.
All right, 43-33. I think most of those came in the first quarter, didn't
they? They came in the first
quarter. For Edgewood, they could do nothing right. Long shot. Three-pointer by Jaeger. No good. Fight for the rebound underneath. Blackwell had the offensive rebound, and the ball knocked out of his arms. And this one could be overturned. They'll confer right now. No, they're going to, yep, they are going to give it to the South Panthers.
Right call.
So the out official, Chris Shields, overruled the other official under there. I believe that was Diedrich Taylor. And they did make the right call. Martindale, evidently suffering some flu-like symptoms, sits back down, hasn't played a lot of minutes, but he has scored well. Jaeger leaves it. Franz, jump shot, got it. Keenan Franz with a big basket. So here again, that's the third different Southsider to hit key shots when they've needed shots to fall. And now that one takes the lead back to 12. A three ball by Craddock, no good. And we got a ball knocked out of bounds, last touch by a Panther. 5:51 to play, 45-33. Yeah, we're in the fourth quarter, and it's not even 8:25 yet.
Wow.
JV game, 47-22. Bloomington South now 13-0 on the year. Aaron Parker's crew getting eight apiece from Garrett Hickman and Phil King. Hunter Lloyd had seven. Cooper Bybee, who hit a big three, he's not in right now, had seven, along with Jason Brown's seven for Tom Anderson's crew. Edgewood not in any particular hurry. They want the good three-pointer, not a rush one. We got a foul call, a late whistle on Logan Kirby.
Yeah, got him on the reach.
Kirby, after coming off a career night the other night against Columbus East with 19 points and 7 rebounds, has not scored tonight.
He took a shot in the first quarter, and that was early in the first quarter, and hasn't done much since.
45-33, Renard will trigger it out. Looking, finally finding Newman, a little runner, got it. Ryan Newman's first field goal of the ball game. Little pepper pot guard, the point guard of this Mustang basketball club with 4 points. 45-35, a long three by Johnny Jaeger. No good, loose ball knocked out to Jaeger. Logan Kirby comes up with it. Franz steals it. Over to Tucker Blackwell, back to Frail. What a pass by Franz into Nick Elliott. Beautiful recognition that time by Keenan Franz, and wide open was Nick Elliott for the easy deuce. Compliments of Franz. Another big basket by another Panther. That's four different Panthers that have come up with answer baskets down the stretch. Craddock a three, no here, and Elliott's got a rebound. We got a whistle and a push-off foul called against probably Jonas Carmichael. No, they're going to put it on Renard. And that's going to be four, John, on Austin Renard, and they can ill afford to lose him.
He's a three-ball threat, so a good rebounder for him.
47-35, 12-point lead, but nothing near what we had right at the start when this could have been or was headed toward a 30-40, you name it, ball game. It was 20-2, and we weren't even out of the first quarter. 47-35, much to the credit of this Edgewood bunch. They've hung in there tonight with it inside. Nice power move. Missing the shot is Logan Kirby. He'll go to the line and shoot two.
Yeah, I think they were bound to determine on this possession to get a shot from the inside.
So Jonas Carmichael picks up the personal foul. That is going to be three on Carmichael. And here is Logan Kirby. He's wearing the collar tonight and still is as he misses the free throw badly.
Yeah, it was.
Well, the Panthers, this is only the fourth different Panther to shoot free throws tonight, and they're not shooting them well.
5 of 12.
So that one finally rips down through the twine. They're 5 of 12 from the line tonight. Kirby in the books. His first point. And it's a 13-point ball game. Think about the three and get you right back in it, obviously. As taking the ball is Tanner Thomas. He gunned in two in that third quarter comeback. He's got the ball, wheels it over to Newman. Renard, Craddock defense by Keenan Franz, goes down to the baseline right. Carmichael, Edgewood moving the ball well. There is Tanner Thomas, a three. Hurried a bit, fight for the rebound. Ball knocked out to Elliott and stolen by Craddock, and a foul on Nick Elliott. Well, a real good hustle play that time by Cole Craddock. He stayed after the missed shot out of the corner by Tanner Thomas. And Craddock will be going to the free throw line. Both teams in the 1-1 the rest of the way out. And there's a sizable chunk of time left, 3:42 to play. And at the line is Cole Craddock. Well, they fouled the wrong guy here. Craddock has had an unbelievable campaign from the line this year. He's 88%. He's got 7 points. Still has been held 7 below his average. But again, if you just tuned in, he left the ball game after hitting his head hard in the second quarter trying to take a charge. Did not play the final 3.5 minutes and then did not start the third quarter. Here comes Martindale back into the ball game. So Josh checks in, Logan Kirby checks out. And Cole Craddock will be trying to knock this down to an 11-point Southside lead with 3:42 to play. Keep in mind, both teams the rest of the way shooting 1-1. And Craddock connects on both. 8 for Cole, and now they apply a little full-court pressure. And here comes a guy that can really handle the ball, and that's Johnny Jaeger. Shot out of the corner. Tucker Blackwell misses here, and is cleared out of there by Tanner Colby. Promising young sophomore. He had a foot injury, finally got healthy, back playing now to add to the Mustang depth. He's an outstanding baseball player. With it is Renard. They reverse it now over to Craddock. Back it goes to Austin Renard, trying to work against Martindale. Put up a shot, no. Fight for the rebound. Got his own rebound, and Franz has him on the wrist. So a rebound foul. Austin Renard will be checking in at the free throw line. Now this is where Edgewood can make a little hay here late. They trail by 11. They're a 72% free throw shooting basketball club this year, and Renard is right up near the top at 75, and he connects there. Renard now with 6 in the ball game, cutting the Panther lead down to 10. It got down as close as 7 in the early portion of this quarter, 40-33. 48-38. Not like South has run away from it. They scored only 8 points in the third quarter, and Renard hit them both. And Edgewood has missed only one free throw of the 10 they've shot. And now it's down to 9, 48-39, 3:05 to play. South attacking in the half court, and J.R. Holmes wants a timeout. Going to be a half-minute break. We'll do the same right at the three-minute mark. Edgewood hanging in there. They trail 48-39 with 3 to play in regulation. Back in a half, you're listening to Monroe County High School Basketball. Hey, we got us a good one here. J.R. Holmes calling and getting the timeout. And now South, first time tonight, they've spread the floor. So they've gone to their delay here at the three-minute mark, leading 48-39 in a very well-contested ball game. John, really, from about, I want to say there's a bad pass thrown away. France threw it too hard, and not being able to hold on to the ball was Chance Coyle, and it goes out of bounds.
11 turnovers for the Panthers.
I would say until about the two-minute mark of the first quarter, a very well-played game tonight on the part of the Mustangs, who were down 20-2.
I agree, and they started getting more aggressive. They went to the free throw line there in the second, and again in this quarter, they've been hitting those three balls.
Well, that's what they need to do right now, and to continue to get at the free throw line. Ball batted back in the backcourt. Tanner Thomas comes back against Tucker Blackwell. With it is Ryan Newman. Edgewood has hit well from the line tonight. They need to get back there. With it is Newman. Back door to Carmichael. Cut it! Jonas Carmichael on a beautiful feed by Ryan Newman. And hold the phone here tonight. The Edgewood Mustangs, for the second time in the quarter, have cut it down to 7 points. And compliments of Jonas Carmichael, who's 3 of 4 from the line. He is the only Mustang who has missed tonight from the line. He's got an opportunity, and Jonas doesn't miss many, a 70%er. And the three-point play, just a free throw away, and that can draw it into a two-possession game. It's in the air, and that's what we got. How about this? Carmichael comes out 48-42 with 2:06 to play. Edgewood making another run, symbolic of the one they made in the second quarter when they outscored Edgewood 20-10. They knocked it down to 7 earlier in this quarter, 40-33, and now it is down to a 6-point game. Jaeger across the timeline. Works it over to Blackwell now. A minute 58 to play. Out on him and a foul called against Tanner Thomas. Well, these are going to be big free throws for South, and they have not shot well from the line, but they put the wrong man at the line here. Because either one, you foul Blackwell, you foul Johnny. One is 83, the other is 81, but South has shot only 5 of 12 from the line tonight, John.
Yeah, they've really struggled at the stripe, uncharacteristic for them.
One and one time, in the air by Tucker, and he got it. So Tucker with 3 points in the second half, Blackwell leading Bloomington South tonight with 14 points. And these are big-time free throws with a minute 55 to play in regulation. Takes the lead back to 7, 49-42. Tucker bounces it twice, spins it, and deals it, and he's got a bolt. And now what do we got, a problem? A delay of game or what?
Delay of game.
50-42. That's the only delay we've had tonight. They started the doggone game 8 minutes early. 50-42, but I'm glad we're playing it. It's been an entertaining Friday night. Here's Newman across the timeline. Johnny picks him up, deals it now. Over to Cole Craddock. Chance Coyle doesn't want to foul Craddock and put an 88% free throw shooter at the line. Carmichael, by the way, is checked back in. He's got the ball, and Martindale almost stole it. He did. He tipped it away to Logan Kirby. Another fine defensive play by Josh Martindale. 50-42, a minute 25 to play, and J.R. Holmes wants a timeout. Minute 23 to play. We taking a half or a full? JR, what are you doing? We're going to take a full. We'll take a minute break. 50-42, South one of the powwow for a minute. We'll do the same. You're listening to Monroe County High School Basketball. South in its delay game right now. Inside a minute to play, 50-42. They're working the delay. They've spread it out to the four corners now. Personnel-wise, Johnny Jaeger with the ball, Blackwell, Taylor Gilpin has checked in, Martindale in there along with Chance Coyle. Now double-team, triple-team, Blackwell clears it away, Martindale will step on Renard, beat him. That's a big basket. Josh Martindale hitting one with 38 seconds to play, and Renard couldn't foul him because he's got four. With it, there is a nice move inside by Tanner Colby, fouled by Taylor Gilpin. So Gilpin did grab him, and here's the young sophomore at the free throw line.
Gilpin didn't want to give up the easy deuce.
He has shot only four. It's been tough going for Tanner, but it's great to see him healthy now. Promising young man, only a sophomore, and he misses here. And that foul, by the way, was the 10th, so it'll be a two-shot foul, double bonus in effect. 29 seconds to play. Colby now only one of five this year. Now he bends the knees, and that one stays in the cylinder. So Colby knocks it back down to a 52-43 contest. And now we got a foul called immediately on Edgewood, and that's on Ryan Newman.
Yeah, the biggest enemy besides the score for Edgewood is the clock.
Edgewood plays a very entertaining little ball club here. I mean, they're not blessed with a whole heck of a lot of size. Austin, Jonas Carmichael, 6'7". You know, Patton is 6'4", Renard 6'5", but the rest of them are little guys, but they can shoot. And boy, they got that three working for them tonight. Here's Johnny Jaeger at the line for the first time tonight, 81% on the year, and he is pure. He's money in these kind of conditions. Johnny was 6 in the second half, 11 in the ball game. Tucker Blackwell leading the Southsiders with 14, and Jaeger and Blackwell between them, 4 for 4 here down the stretch from the line. 53-43, with it a shot, how about that? Tanner Thomas, his first regular field goal, 54-45, back to a 9-point lead, and all over a Panther in the backcourt, and that is Blackwell, I believe, and that is Michael Connor, and on top of him was Ryan Newman. So we'll walk down, 54-45, the third on Newman. So the Panthers are going to extend their winning streak, but boy, they had the hustle tonight. It got down to a 6-point ball game at 48-42 with 2:06 to play. And then Jaeger and Blackwell, four consecutive free throws to give them the lead and bump it back into double figures. And Connor connects here, the veteran senior. So that is six straight free throws the Southsiders have hit. Connor, a good free throw shooter, comes out, or rather Chance Coyle comes out. And getting ready to come into the ball game is Blake Collier. 56-45, 14 seconds to play, and Collier saved the ball. Nice effort, but here comes Edgewood off the glass. No good. Fight for the rebound. Thomas on the rebound basket. So Thomas with another goal, but it's going to come way too short. 56-47 the final. As the Southsiders extended a bit tonight, but they extend themselves to 10-2 on the year, putting 16 on the board against a real scrappy Edgewood basketball club. 56-47 the final. How about the Mustangs in the second half, outscoring Bloomington South by a point? Both teams had eight in the third quarter, and the Mustangs outscore South 17-16, and again trimmed it down from it what was early on an 18-point 20-2 lead to 48-42 with 2:06 to play in the ball game. An interesting basketball Friday night from here in the Corral. 56-47 our final. Our postgame show has arrived, brought to you as always by Black Lumber and of course by Advanced Auto Care. And we'll be back after this 2-minute timeout. John will have his numbers, all kinds of things to catch up on. You're listening to Monroe County High School Basketball. Welcome back, everyone. Western Monroe County, our venue, EHS, the Mustang Corral, a basketball Friday night, and a heck of a basketball game as it turned out, as Edgewood outscores Bloomington South by a point in the second half, and they fall here tonight, 56-47, but not before making things interesting in a ball game that was at the early start of this contest had reached 20-2 with Bloomington South shooting lights out. They were 5 of 7 from behind the line early. They jettisoned themselves into a 20-2 lead as the Mustangs just could not get anything going, and then made it respectable 20-7 at the end of the first quarter. And then that's when things started to get interesting. Bloomington South held the halftime lead 32-22, but keep in mind Edgewood outscored them in the second quarter 15-12 and made a run of their own. They outscored the Panthers 20-10 to hop right back into the ball game, and at one point trailed by 8 points after trailing by 18. Then we went to the third. Both teams scored 8, so the lead was still 10, 40-30 South over the Mustangs. And in the final quarter, Edgewood outscored the Panthers 17-16, but not before Edgewood again with 2:06 to play trailed only by 6 at 48-42. But it was 2 free throws each by Jager, by Blackwell, and Michael Connor. So the Panthers hit 6 in a row, and after, you know, having the game in their favor, they had not shot free throws well up until those Panthers were perfect from the line, hitting all 6 of their free throws down the stretch to create a little space. So, wow, interesting ball game. Edgewood falls to 7-5, and by the way, they are back in action tomorrow night against Greencastle, a team they'll probably run into in the West Vigo sectional. Yes, West Vigo will be hosting the sectional this year. Bloomington South now with 8 in a row. They move to 10-2. And they have, since this was their second ball game this week, having beaten and played Columbus East on Tuesday night, the Panthers have tomorrow night off before they return to action next week. And they'll be taking on Martinsville in the battle for the old Shaven Mug. You know, it's kind of interesting to note, too, and I got to give credit where credit is due, and I'm sure JR will do the same thing and tell Andy Graham that. When you pick up the paper tomorrow, you know, South has held teams to only 38 points per game in this winning streak, now numbering 8. But, you know, John, this is the most points that any team has scored since Decatur Central scored. The most points since the Southport loss, since the streak began.
Wow.
And, of course, that was a tough home court loss, 66-61. But in the games since then, Decatur Central got 46. Terre Haute North, 33. Corydon Central, 42. Eastern, 31. Noblesville, 42. Bloomington North, 39. Columbus East, 42. Tonight, the Mustangs score 47th against the Southsiders. So a team of young men that jettisoned in some three-pointers, including Cooper Bybee, among others. Jonas Carmichael had a double-figure game that John will tell you about. Cole Craddock came alive after leaving. He hit his head hard on the hardwood here in the second quarter. Did not play and did not start the second half and came out of the ball game with about 3 minutes. So he didn't play a full game. And Austin Renard was held in check by Josh Martindale and the rest of the Panthers tonight. 7 points for him. Cole Craddock with 14. In the ball game, and Tanner Thomas had a couple of threes as well. But John will cover that all as we continue along. Our post-game show brought to you in part by Black Lumber at 1710 South Henderson, your local home improvement specialist with all the tools and materials you need for indoor and outdoor home improvements, and by Advanced Auto Care for routine maintenance or repairs on your car. See Andy and the installation experts at Advanced Auto Care at 1077 Air Drive. Give them a call tomorrow at 330-1620. Back with John's numbers as we continue along. After this one-minute break, you're listening to Monroe County High School Basketball. Welcome back, everyone. We continue to roll along now with his numbers on this 56-47 hard-earned south wind tonight over the Edgewood Mustangs. JC.
Yeah, I tell you, Joe, you can't take anything away from the effort by the Edgewood Mustangs tonight. Boy, I mean, outside of the early thinking, there's probably a little bit of, you know, some nerves involved in that, but once they got a good sweat worked up, they really were dialed in the rest of the way, and even though they came up short by 9 points tonight, have to be very satisfied with their effort. Okay, for the Bloomington South Panthers, three players reach double figures, led by Tucker Blackwell. He finishes with game-high 15 points, 5 rebounds. Tucker, 5 of 9 from the field. He was 3 of 5 behind the line, and he hit both of his free throws. So he is the game-high scorer with 15 points and 5 rebounds. Josh Martindale finishing with 12 points and a rebound. Josh, 5 of 6 in the field, hit his 3-ball attempt. He was 1 of 1 from the stride. Johnny Jagger, 12 points, 2 rebounds. Jagger was 4 of 9 from the field, 2 of 7 behind the stride. 2 of 2 from the free throw line. He also had 5 assists and a couple of steals to go along with the 12 points and 2 rebounds. Then we drop down to Chance Coyle, who got the start tonight. He has 7 points and 5 rebounds, scoring all 7 in the first half. He finishes 3 of 11 from the field, 1 of 3 behind the stripe. 4 points, 5 rebounds for Nick Elliott. Nick's rebounds, of the 5 boards he had tonight, 4 of them came at the offensive end. Nick was 2 of 6 from the line, again, 4 points and 5 rebounds. 2 points and 2 assists for Keenan France off the bench. Michael Connor with a couple of free throws for his 2 points. Logan Kirby really never got in the flow of this one, finishing with 1 point and 2 rebounds. Taylor Gilpin got a rebound. Josh Greer got a rebound. Phil King and Blake Collier got in late. They did not score. For the Edgewood Mustangs, they had 2 players score double figures tonight, Jonas Carmichael and Tanner Thomas, each with 10. Thomas, 4 of 6 in the field, 2 of 4 behind the line. Carmichael hit all 3 of his shots, 4 of 5 from the free throw line. He had a rebound. Again, Thomas had 3, and that 3 rebounds led Edgewood tonight in that department. Cole Craddock finishing with 8 points. He was 2 of 6 shooting from the field, 2 of 5 behind the line. He was 2 of 2 from the stripe. 7 points, couple of rebounds for Austin Renard. He was 2 of 5 from the field, 1 of 3 behind the line. Hit both of his free throws. Ryan Newman finishing with 4 points and a rebound. Ryan, 1 of 3 from the floor. Missed a 3-ball attempt, hit both of his free throws. Braden Patton finishing with 4 points and a rebound. Braden was 2 of 3 from the field. And Tanner Colby got in there late, hit 1 of 2 from the line. He had a rebound. He finishes with 1 point and a rebound. Shooting splits for the Edgewood Mustangs tonight. They finish at 56%. They hit 12 of 21 after the, they were over 50% the entire night and actually got it up to 59% at the end of the third quarter. So a nice shooting night for the ball club, 15 of 27. 6 of 15 behind the line for 40%. They finish at the charity stripe. Do a little bit here. Oh, okay, I see what I did. They were 11 of 13. I just wrote down just the total there in the fourth quarter. They finished 11 of 13 from the free throw line. That's 88%. They had 10 rebounds. Bloomington South, 19 of 40 from the field, 48%. They were 8 of 17 behind the line, 47%. Struggled with the charity stripe, and it wasn't until the fourth quarter that they got it over 50%. Panthers tonight, 11 of 18, 61%. They had 22 rebounds, again, compared to Edgewood's 10. Turnovers, Panthers with 11, and Edgewood with 14. Final score, Bloomington South 56, Edgewood 47.
Well, again, it was six free throws in a row. Michael Connor, Tucker Blackwell, and Johnny Jager that kept South out in front when they needed those doggone things to fall. But, again, credit where credit is due. The Edgewood Mustangs battle from about the two-minute mark on to the first quarter after they were trailing 20-2. To lose this ball game tonight, 56-47. Don't forget, tomorrow night they will take on Greencastle. By the way, a broadcast reminder, we'll have Dave Mahurin and Tommy Weekly and a few others on at Yogi's on Sports Talk on Tuesday night. And we hope you could join us for that conversation, along with, of course, Fred Glass will be on for his monthly visit behind the scenes. And that'll be Sports Talk next Tuesday night. But we will have Edgewood, Dave Mahurin, and maybe a couple of his senior players get Austin Renard or Cole Craddock in and talk a little about the Owen Valley game, because that's where we'll be here next Friday night. It's the WIC girl-boy doubleheader that starts at 6. We'll be doing only the boys' game, Chalk Talk at 7:30, and the tip for the boys' game about 8:10. Tip for this game was about 8 minutes early tonight, but the reserve game got over relatively early. And again, earlier tonight, Bloomington South now 13-0 over Edgewood, 47-22. Edgewood, Tom Anderson's crew drops to 7-6. Cooper Bybee, who hit a big three in the varsity game, he and Jason Brown each with 7. And Bloomington South, led by Phil King's 8, Garrett Hickman had 8, and Hunter Lloyd had 7. Time now for our Green and Schultz trial lawyers, players of the game. And if you're injured, you need options, knowledge, and respect, call Green and Schultz toll-free at 866-685-6800 or online at greenschultz.com. They make tough times better for you.
Hey, Joe, for Edgewood, I think we'll go with Jonas Carmichael off the bench tonight. He played well, 3 of 3 from the field, 4 of 5 from the stripe. He had 10 points and a rebound. He also used his size inside to misdirect a couple of, at least two shots that I saw during the ball game here tonight. For Bloomington South, we'll go with Josh Martindale. Josh didn't get the start tonight and really didn't play the normal amount of minutes that you might expect to see him, but boy, on the court tonight, he was very efficient. 5 of 6 in the field, hit a 3-ball, 1 of 1 from the stripe, finished with 12 points and a rebound. So post-game players of the game, Jonas Carmichael for Edgewood and Josh Martindale.
Hey, don't forget online streaming, live online streaming. We've been doing this for a number of years now, but all of our sports, high school sports, made possible by Smithville. Now a glance at one other game that was played here in Monroe County tonight on the McKinney court, John.
Andy Hodson, his Cougars a winner tonight, knocking off Martinsville. The Cougars were up 24-19 at the half, and they were able to extend that somewhat in the second half, winning 53-38.
So the Cougars move to 11-3. By the way, they play at Owen Valley tomorrow night, if my memory serves me correct. We'll double-check that for you real quick. They do play over at Patriot Hall to take on the Patriots tomorrow night at 7:30. Edgewood again, home to Greencastle tomorrow night. And mentioning Martinsville, they had that five-game winning streak snapped by the Cougars tonight. And they will be battling the South Panthers, and the South Siders will be staying on the road. I believe that game's at Martinsville. It is next Friday night at 7:30. So they'll not be in the best of moods. And the Panthers will take in an eight-game winning streak into that non-conference game. So that's about the story. Don't forget about all of our football activity. Starting on Sunday, we'll kick it off at 2 o'clock with the NFC pregame show ahead of the Green Bay Packers and Seattle Seahawks. And that, of course, followed by the Colts have at it with the Patriots kickoff at about 6:40. So lots going on there. Best of luck to Tom Crean and the Hoosiers off to Champaign on Sunday. They'll tip it at 1, and Terry Moore and his crew, the Lady Hoosiers, the women's team, will be battling the Minnesota Golden Gophers at 3 o'clock up at Williams Arena on Sunday. So that's the storylines developing as they were tonight on this Friday night. It was a game that started early, a game that got over, obviously, early. And you'll be able to hear Fox News coming up at the top of the hour. Don't forget Bob Lovell in Indiana Sports Talk a little bit later as well. So for Katie Robbins, our producer, John Callahan, all of our sponsors, the final score again, Bloomington South moves it out to 8 in a row as they were hard-pressed tonight to knock off the Edgewood Mustangs, the final 56-47. You've been listening to Monroe County High School Basketball on News Talk 96.1 and AM 1370 WGCL. Good evening, everyone, from Ellettsville.